On this ninth day of February 2015, welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. Big meeting scheduled this week for the leaders of France, Germany, Russia, and Ukraine. They'll be discussing the conflict in Ukraine. It's been going on for almost a year now between Ukrainian government forces who want closer ties with Europe and separatists who want closer ties with Russia. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Western countries are united in support of Ukraine's government. But while the U.S. considers giving weapons to Ukraine's military to fight the rebels, Germany says that's not the solution. It carries the possibility of starting a conflict with Russia, who's been accused of supporting the rebels. Months of fighting has killed more than 5,000 people and obliterated landscapes, cities, and a once-renowned airport.
Nowhere has the fighting been fiercer in the worst war to hit Europe since the Balkans than here. Donetsk, once proud Sergei Prokofiev International Airport. Ukraine's army is still shelling here, despite being pushed out of this former stronghold 2 weeks ago by these Russian-backed separatists, themselves heavily armed. This is their form of airport shuffle. We're moving now in an armored car towards the new terminal of the airport, territory which the separatists have taken but is still regularly under fire from the Ukrainian military. We pull into the airport long-term underground parking.
We've been saying that occasionally shells are still landing here.
The fight for here killed hundreds as Ukrainians used service tunnels to hold part of the complex. The last call for passengers on this walkway passed months ago. These pictures from 3 years ago showing how it used to sparkle.
Hard to imagine how just 6 months ago we were here flying out of Donetsk at this that was then the state-of-the-art international terminal. Just look at the destruction and how this symbolizes how far Eastern Ukraine has fallen.
Mortars often fall here, so we move fast. They used to call this the new terminal, opened 2 years ago for football fans
coming to see the European Championship.
But that newfound European optimism has evaporated. The war here is entering a new phase, with the heaviest of weapons and the random shelling of civilians, in which victory has become more important than its spoils.